Joining me on the line is the one, the only, batshit bonkers Briton, Katie Hopkins. Well, that's how she describes herself. Katie, hi, how are you?
I'm really very well, thank you. Yeah, and thank you. That's my little daily news briefing that I do, batshit bonkers Briton, and watched by very many people now, it seems.
Yeah, it does seem that way. By the way, what a great title. I mean, you couldn't have picked a better title because you are batshit bonkers. I mean, I've interviewed you many times over the years and you are clearly nuts, like, but in a fun way.
Yes, I think so. I honestly believe the only way, you know, we get through this madness that we're surrounded by is to be more weird or more mad than everybody else. I really believe that. I also think that, and I mean this in a more serious way, that all the best of us are mad or weird. And I've always told my children growing up, you know, it's good to be weird. And I am more certain of that now than at any time in history.
There was one video of you wearing a wig, wielding a knife and a banana,
yes.
Talking about Meghan Markle. Now, you really don't have a great load of time for the royal family, do you? Particularly the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex.
No, you know, listen, the late Queen, obviously, there is no one that will ever be able to touch that great woman in terms of what an amazing thing, a whole lifetime and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But these younger ones, I have less time for. So I have less time for the king's side, I'm going to phrase this more properly, side lady, Camilla.
The side lady. She's the queen, isn't she? Like, is that her official title? No, I'm not saying so. I'm just saying that's her official title, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I think she looks like a horse face, even to me, and I get called horse face. So if it's me calling someone horse face, they're really in trouble. But no, I've got much less time for Meghan Markle and formerly Prince Harry. And I just feel like it's a great pity that we lost him to what I consider to be trailer trash. And what you saw was, yes, me being Meghan Markle in my kitchen with a knife.
And a banana.
Well, she said for her Netflix special and afterwards that she had reinvented the banana split. So if you were as au fait with the Meghan Markle stuff as me, you'd get the comedy in it.
Yeah. On a more serious note, okay, you were banned from Twitter going back a good while ago when Twitter was kind of run by the left and loads of people were getting suspended and banned. I even got ghost banned at one stage, which means nobody actually saw what I was putting up anymore. But that all went away once Elon Musk came along. You got back on again. Can you remember why you were banned? What did you say that you were banned?
Yeah, and people often ask me that, you know. So I'm still, for those that don't know me, Katie, I'm still the most banned woman on the planet. I am still banned from countries. So I'm banned from Australia. I'm banned from South Africa. You know, I'm banned from schools in Wales. I don't know why that is.
Why particularly Wales, by the way? I'm just curious why there's schools in Wales. Why just Wales?
And it makes me sound really, really dodgy, but I didn't do anything. I'd just like to say very clearly for the record, I didn't do anything dodgy.
Yeah, you're not a danger to young people or anything like that. No.
Exactly. I'd just like to state that for the record. But yes, I was banned from Twitter for the longest time. So someone like you might ask that question, why were you banned? And that's a very rational thing to think, like you could say something and that would get you banned. Whereas this was an entirely different level. This was Rachel, what's she called from Countdown? Rachel Riley, and a number of people from the Muslim Council and other representatives of very important people, I don't know, they marched into Twitter HQ, had a meeting with Twitter HQ, and then that's when they polled my Twitter. And then when we had Elon, he reinstated myself and Tommy Robinson on Guy Fawkes Day.
Okay.
So yes, I am back on there and I'm on Instagram, and it's just part of how I get batshit bonkers Briton out to people.
But I mean, it's doing okay now. The pendulum has kind of swung a little bit, not just on X and Twitter, but the pendulum is kind of, I still call it Twitter, by the way. I think it's the worst rebranding in the world.
Me too.
Yeah. So the pendulum has kind of swung because you're getting away with saying a lot of stuff now, not just on X, but in other places too, online with your videos and everything else. you're getting away with a lot more now than you would have got away with 4 or 5 years ago. So the kind of the left are losing a little bit, aren't they? They're losing their grip on people like you.
Yes. I mean, I guess interestingly, you know, I was the most hated woman. A lot of your listeners will still can't stand her. I can't stand her.
Oh, yeah, but they saw you on the Late Late Show a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most watched. Still yeah. The most watched clip in Late Late Show history.
Yeah.
But I there was all people that hated me and they weren't sure why. They just knew they hated me. And I've been so lucky to live long enough that things have done a 180. And I've been so lucky that people now go, oh, she's actually all right. And that's why I'm allowed to be back speaking. I'm allowed to be back performing on the road. And I've been so lucky because of that. Certainly the left are losing. And I think, do you know what it is? More and more people just want to get on with their lives and they don't really want to be told what to do. And if there's anything I stand for, it's exactly that, you know, letting people be whatever they want to be. I don't care. Just don't make it my problem. Mm. And I think that's an attitude that people kind of really get at this moment in a weird time to be alive.
I mean, the other thing too is your tour kicks off in May and you're going to be here in Ireland as well, in Cork and... Yeah. And you're going to be in Northern Ireland as well. Where are you? In Derry, is it?
Yeah, so I'm in... So we're in Belfast, we're Dublin, we're Cork, we're Derry.
Okay.
We're sold out in Belfast and Dublin. We still have tickets in Cork and Derry. Yes, I'll be back on the road.
Okay, whereabouts in Cork are you playing, by the way?
So Cork, I'm just looking here on my little chart of things. So Cork is Clayton Hotel.
Okay, the Clayton Hotel, okay.
And in Derry, we're in the Grand Ballroom in the Everglades Hotel on the, so that's the 16th and 17th of June that we're over. And tickets, should you be interested to know, are at katiesarms.com, as in A-R-M-S, katiesarms.com.
Now, here's the question I was coming to. So you're doing this mad tour and it's all over Britain. You've got, I don't know, it looks like about 100 dates there. Okay, so you're going to be a busy woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your gigs ever get cancelled? Because I know, you know, I've been involved where you organise comedy gigs with, you know, Graham Linehan and people like that. And all of a sudden there's protesters outside with trans flags and all sorts of things. And they're going, oh no, down with this sort of thing. And then the owners of the hotels feel the pressure and they go, oh, we're pulling the gig. So does that happen to you at all?
Yeah. So this has been a work in progress. So this has been 3 years in the making, this tour, and 2 years of touring. And what's been so brilliant over this 3 years is I've been punched, as in not physically, but 48 venues cancelling on the first tour, 27 venues cancelling on the second tour, not because of my material or anything I said.
It's because you're who you are.
But exactly what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is this bizarre need to stop other people choosing what they go and listen to. But by keeping at it and by showing what I do and by having lovely rooms of lovely people, more and more venues have joined. And we are now, as you say, this, we are fully sold out on every single date, apart from these two Irish ones. And people just want to be.
Yeah, I'm looking at your list here. It's sold out everywhere, apart from there's a few tickets left in Swansea, a few left in Great Yarmouth, and you've got a few left in Cork and Derry as well, if people want to go to those gigs.
Yeah, yeah. So everything else is gone.
So what are you going to, well, when you get to Ireland, do you obviously have to change the material a little bit when you come to Ireland? Do you talk about the Irish government? Do you talk about Conor McGregor? You've got a bit of a love. You've got a bit of a hankering for Conor McGregor, haven't you?
You know, I definitely change things up because, you know, you have to. There's something I always really conscious of in Ireland, and I say it really clearly the same way I do when I'm in America, which is I'm a foreigner here, right? I just think there's something so particular about the Irish, being Irish. You're always going to be, if you're someone like me, a bit of a foreigner. And I think that's fine as well. But yeah, talking about local government, specifically local government individuals that relate to the area. Mm. And then Conor McGregor, you know, I do have a bit of a thing for him.
Is it a crush? Do you have a bit of a crush on him?
Honestly, you know, I've always said I have like a height requirement and I know that Conor must be under it, but he might make up for it width-wise.
Yeah, he's just that swagger. You know that swagger he does, that kind of walk with the hands.
Yeah, real big side to side walk, like he's not going to make it through the doorway.
You're a stand-up comedian, essentially, because I watch some of your shows.
Yeah.
And they're hilarious.
Yeah.
So just to let people know what you kind of talk about. I suppose You're looking at the kind of lighter side of politics, the lighter side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Keir Starmer, I'm sure, is the butt of your jokes in most UK geeks. But obviously, Irish politicians will be the butt of your jokes. And by the way, there's loads of material there at the moment. They've just spent the last 3 months. They've only been elected, and they've spent the last 3 months arguing. here's the irony. They've been arguing over who's allowed to speak. Right?
I know.
Speaking time. And that's arguing about speaking time. Think of the hypocrisy of that. So they've actually done nothing. The country's in shit. It's falling apart at the seams. Our healthcare service is a mess. We've no houses. There's a housing crisis for the last 10 years. We've an immigration crisis. We've a cost of living crisis. We've every type of crisis you could possibly think of. And they're arguing over how much time they have to speak.
I know. And you imagine that from a regular person's point of view. You're a regular homeowner, a regular mom, or a regular dad. You need this stuff sorted out. You need to try and ring it for an appointment for your kid in the morning when they're sick. You need to be able to put your bins out and then be collected. And then you've got these people who are paid for with your money failing to get to sort stuff out. I mean, honestly, it drives you crazy. But yeah, my stand-up stuff is about acknowledging we're supposed to believe stuff that personally I'm not going to sign up to. You know, oh, Katie, this is a lady called Andrea. No, it's not. That's an ugly bloke with a beard. Katie, this, you know, I'm not. It's a show that just stands in the face of stuff that is obviously not correct and not okay. And a lot of the butt of the jokes are actually, as you would imagine, me. You know, my mistakes, my life, my ridiculous antics. A lot of the laughter, I would say, is at me as well. And it's a good thing. And then also, I'm just thinking about other stuff. We'll be talking about Ozempic. Do you remember how?
Oh, but they have a new one now. What's Abby or something? What's the name of the
new? Wegovy.
Wegovy, yeah, whatever. That's the one.
Wegovy. So, but you remember you and I used to have lots of chats because I put on 4 stone, so like 50 pounds, to prove that fat people were lazy. Do you remember?
I do remember that controversial topic you did. Yes, I do remember that because I had you on the air talking about it. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's controversial, but if that's a label that makes you feel comfy, that's fine. But what I mean is, where did they all go?
I also spoke to you on the air about the name Tyrone, if you remember, at once. Oh, and then you were given out about people calling their children after the names of cities and towns.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, that came across a bit hypocritical because you have a child called India yourself. So.
Yes, exactly. I know that. Oh, that's still the most viewed clip ever for this morning, ITV. But the fat thing, Ozempic, so do you remember, like, it was always the body positive lot that I was up against, body positive. Oh my God, I love being fat. Now that Ozempic's come along, where have they all gone? where have all the Chumbawambas gone? They've completely disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, they all want to be thin again, don't they, I suppose, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, there's a big argument to this, but there's a big argument, actually, we were talking about it last night on the radio, and we were talking about the fact that the government now want to make these drugs available on the medical card so people can get them for free. Now, I know the NHS is different, they probably get them for free anyway, but over here they had to pay for them. It was like 120 quid or 200 quid or something like that per month.
Yeah, well, you know, not to be blunt, because I appreciate that you'll immediately label it controversial, but it's quite cheap to go for a walk. I'm just going to say that. That's all I'm going to say on the subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just to go back, by the way, you are one of the most censored people in the world. You're one of the most banned people in the world. I believe you're banned from certain countries of the world. And not only that, I've also heard you're banned from schools in Wales. And let's just get it out there, by the way. It's not that you're a danger to children. We want to point that out. So why are you getting banned from all these places for?
I know. It's bizarre. And it really relates to my life before I was allowed to be back on Twitter, reinstated by Elon Musk, thank goodness. You know, I was banned from Australia because I went over there to do a TV show during lockdown. And then they decided they didn't like it when I kind of announced, look at me here in your country during lockdown. Isn't it ridiculous? And then I was banned from Australia for speaking out against lockdowns, banned from South Africa because I went there to do a documentary about white farmers, which are now being talked about by Elon Musk and others. And then banned from schools in Wales, which makes me sound, you know, like some weird perv. And clearly I'm not. But yeah, basically Welsh school children campaigned to have me come into their schools to speak. And I was organising that. And then the Welsh government says if Katie Hopkins sets foot on any school, they'll lose their funding. So I'm banned from schools in Wales.
Didn't the Welsh government, maybe I'm wrong, I think, did they ban GB News as well? at one stage.
Did they ban who, my darling?
GB News. Didn't they ban GB News as well, the
I
Welsh?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe they banned
Welsh.
That as well.
The poor Welsh
the
people.
The Welsh are crazy. Yeah. I know. Well, I guess what this comes down to, sweet, and in all our lives in every way, including radio, including everything, is, you know, why do some people want to decide what other people can go and listen to or go and see?
Yeah, well, I know. I get that all the time. I get I mean, we used to get at one stage. I remember at one stage, I got in 1 week, 117 complaints.
Yeah. But why? You know, why not just turn off? You don't want to hear it, turn it off.
Yeah.
Don't want to, like I say to my gigs, if you want to come buy a ticket, if you don't
come. Yeah.
I so respect that. Stay at home, be miserable. That's perfect for me.
And have you had many gigs cancelled?
Oh my gosh, it's been a long road. It's been a kind of a war of attrition for us. We knew it would always be difficult. I knew it was going to be hard. So this is my third tour. First tour for 48 venues cancelled. Some of them once they were fully sold out. Second tour, 27 venues cancelled. And this tour, so far, only one.
Good, we're getting better.
Actually, yeah, so great. It's about taking the body blows, proving that all it is a great night out. And we have record takes at the bar because my lot drink.
Yeah.
And all the lefty wokerati don't spend a penny. So the theatres love it because they get a great night. We all have a great night and everyone goes home happy. So the tour is really building. You know, we're now all five nations. We're over 60 venues. We're fully sold out apart from Derry and Cork. And so it's just a blooming lovely night where people, it feels like, you know, when you used to go into a bar in the 80s and the 90s and everyone was in there. Anyone could talk to anyone. Everyone wanted you to be all right and you had a great night. It feels exactly like that. And I love it.
And does it ever bother you, you know, where people refer to you, not just as controversial, but they call you names or racist or whatever it is? I'm not suggesting you are, by the way.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But does that ever bother you?
Yeah, I think it's always, you know, you have to be, well, I think you have to be honest about it. People say, oh, it's water off a duck's back with you, isn't it? When it was at the height of it, all the hatred, you know, oh, it's water off a duck's back. And it was never water off a duck's back. It was always horrible. It was always vile. And it was always, even now, like people protest. They don't even know what they're protesting. Nothing relates to what my stand-up stuff, which is laughing at myself. But what you have to do, and it's my advice, you know, we've just had this with a lovely Irish guy on Instagram, Garen.
Oh, Garen like, Noon, yeah.
Yeah, follow me, I'm delicious. What the only thing you can do is take a minute and remember who you actually are.
I felt so sorry for Garen because he puts out this. People had asked him a question about what he thought about immigration. And I mean, clearly in Ireland, we have a problem with illegal immigration. There's no question about that, right? Although people seem to be afraid to have that debate. I mean, we've no problem with people genuinely coming from war-torn countries or looking for, you know, asylum and help. But we have just, it's like an open border system. It's like everybody's welcome. Anyway, and that's a genuine problem. So Garen said this in a very balanced way because the guy is not right-wing at all. If anything, he's actually lefty.
He's not.
Yeah. So, I mean, he said this in a very balanced way. And all of a sudden, he was torn apart by, and it's only a small amount of people, but these extreme lefties tore him apart so much so that he suspended all his accounts. Now he's back now. I'm delighted to see, by the way.
Yes, he is. Exactly. He is. And me and him have history in that he found out that I loved him.
Oh.
And he was like, see, she likes fat people. I heard Katie Hopkins likes me. She likes that. I might be the first fat person she's liked. So we had this little thing. But I love that he went to ground. I love that he took everything offline. And I love that he went quiet for a couple of days. And then he knows who he is. Just like I would say, you know, I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's all right.
And have you ever done that? Have you ever had something that panicked you so much, you know, a reaction to something, you know, but you know, when you get a pile on or whatever, and I've had a few in my time, particularly when I was running for election last year, when I was running the European elections, you know, they start plucking stuff from Twitter from 25 years ago, you know, just to say, well, look what he said 25 years ago.
Anyway, I remember that.
Yeah.
For
so,
you.
Yeah. But did you ever have moments where you went, oh, I just need to get away from all this. I'm going to close everything down for 3 days.
Yes. And sometimes I had to get help with that. So I don't mean like pay for actual psychological counselling, although many people have suggested that would be a great idea for me. But I would physically have to give my, let's say, phone or iPad at the time, whatever. I would go and find lovely Mark, my husband. Amazingly, I'm still married. And I would give it to him, and he would know that he would just take it away from me. So, because as Garen was mentioning, there's this bizarre human thing that you'll understand. You look at this stuff. And I don't just mean you sit and look and think, oh, that's not very nice. You look at it, and then you read more of it, and then you read more people saying it. And it's almost like an addiction. It's like a self-harming thing.
Because I did it during the European elections, and the girl that was looking after my campaign kept saying, ignore it, stop looking.
And
I'm looking at, you know, Boylan's a rapist apologist, and I'm going, oh my God. I've never said anything like that in my life. This is completely out of context. Now we're getting crazy, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And I also would say, respectfully to your campaign manager, telling someone to ignore it, don't look at it, is actually really futile. That's like telling almost like a drug addict, don't take the heroin, because we all know it's a bad idea, but you can't help it if you're addicted, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So you have to have someone to take it off you, take it away. And I've had times, you know, really dark times. I got tricked into accepting an award, the name of which we don't need for radio, but it was really dark, and there was a point when, you know, it's suffocating. It's so noisy.
Yeah.
You need to find peace and quiet. And so, not to get too serious about it, but there has been really serious times. And that's why I suppose I'm so getting to enjoy as well.
Well, fair play to Mark, by the way, sticking by it. Fair play to Mark for sticking by it, because you're nuts, like. So, I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's crazy. He's really been through it. I mean, the only reason I'm still married, I've got him chained downstairs now. Otherwise, he'd have been long, long gone.
He's in the basement. He's in the basement
in the dark, wailing in pain.
Well, look, if anybody wants to go and see, it sounds like a great night out, a great gig, great fun, by the way. You can go along, by the way, in Cork in the Clayton Hotel. And the date again in June. Sorry, Katie, what's the date again in June?
Yes. So the date is the 16th and 17th of June. And if I could just mention that tickets are at katiesarms.com, like the pub, or arms, A-R-M-S, katiesarms.com, 16th in Cork and 17th in Derry.
Katie Hopkins, it's been wonderful to talk to you. You're always good fun to talk to. And you're a nice human being apart from anything else. Listen, thank you very much indeed.